This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy. The number of deaths worldwide from the COVID-19 virus is creeping up to 200,000, while the number of infections has surpassed 2.8 million. The United States has about a quarter of the deaths at 52,000, and the number of infections is nearly 1 million. U.S. President Donald Trump touted the nation's successes in controlling the coronavirus pandemic Friday in the shortest White House briefing since a COVID-19 outbreak began. Speaking to reporters in the briefing room, he said that there have been significant progressions over the past 7 days. He said, "We're opening the country. Very exciting to see. We have a lot of talent involved, from governors down to people that just stand there and help you at the doors. There's been tremendous talent involved and tremendous spirit from the country." The president went on to say that 18 states are showing a decline in the number of COVID positive tests, and nationwide, the percentage of positive tests is also down. He said that half of all Americans living in the states that are working to reopen their economies. Mr. Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Horn spoke for about 21 minutes before ending the briefing without taking any questions from reporters. Even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from the coronavirus soared past 52,000, the U.S. states of Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alaska began loosening lockdown orders Friday on their pandemic-wounded businesses, despite warnings from health experts that the gradual steps toward normalcy might be happening soon. Governors in Georgia and Oklahoma allowed salons, spas, and barbershops to reopen, while Alaska opened the way for restaurants to resume dine-in service and retail shops and other businesses to open their doors with limitations. This is VOA News.